Well, tell him or her that
okay.
Had to be in the keyword.
All right. Good morning, still, everyone. It is Commissioner Brian Culk for the administrative portion of our regular scheduled meeting. It is approximately 11:45. I apologize to our staff that we'll duck into their lunchtime a little bit, but we'll certainly take whatever time you need at the end of the meeting. Okay. I have no opening comments. Commissioner Christman?
No comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Nope.
We have a few items on consent. I'd move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. There's been a lot of changes, I think, to the discussion. I don't know that I have the most updated one. What do you have down, Esther?
One item.
Okay. And which one do you have? The one I just added, EPA?
Yes. Right.
Okay, this morning Stacy forwarded to us the request from Arizona Corporate Commission about their paralegal asking a bunch of questions, and I just asked Stacy to put it out here. But my gut response was it sent him a nice note back that says, we'll certainly include you on our response, but thank you for your time. Maybe I could call the Arizona commissioners, but I didn't want to start giving responses to other states about what we may or may not do until we get there. But I wanted to run that by you two.
Well, I think we get our own response done, and then at this point, and at least at this point, I think it's too early. We need to do more consulting.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just looking at what they're asking for. It's a lot of questions.
It's a lot of questions.
And that's going to take a fair amount of time, and we're all scrambling. So I would just say, you know, we'll file. I don't know that we'll ever be filling out this survey, but I'd be happy to share our comments when we get them.
That's absolutely what I was thinking, too. And I would even offer up that if one of them wants to call me or anybody, their commissioners are certainly welcome to, because that's what I think the dialogue between commissioners is more helpful than audit trail emails that put you on positions that you haven't decided on yet. So, okay.
And if there's some sort of survey going on like this, it seems to me it would be helpful to have a NARUC or somebody doing it so we aren't filling out 10 different surveys for different states and like, oh, now another state jumped on and wants to ask questions. And
right.
It just gets to be kind of unwieldy, especially in lieu of our other workload. So.
Okay.
So who's going to respond to them?
I don't mind talking with them. I was going to call and say exactly kind of what you're saying.
Okay.
And when we get our comments finished, we'd share them and then give them Maggie's contact number. They certainly can ask Maggie what they want to ask Maggie.
Oh, that's good.
But then will Maggie be charging us to reply? Because I wouldn't even want to pay Maggie for her time to respond to their questions.
She's an AG with the health department.
Oh, I was thinking of the.
If I wrote to some legal division to ask a question that's sort of legal to get information I thought I might find useful, I would hope that agency would say, well, there's another agency lawyer, different agency also interested, if that's okay with you. I think it's a courtesy. But I was going to call, too, because then I can just have a discussion.
I don't want to make too much out of this, though.
Well, I mean, right, but
as long as you make clear that the health department, the Public Service Commission, the Attorney General may hold different viewpoints.
I would.
Okay.
That's why I want to give her the information. She can ask those questions over to health. If they want to answer them, I guess they can answer them that it's premature for us, and I thought it would be a lot of work without.
I don't worry about the work if we have the data, but we don't have the.
We don't have it,
don't have it right now.
If that's okay, that's what I was planning. Right?
As long as she doesn't call Maggie and say, oh, Maggie, they told us that we should ask you all these questions.
Well, I will tell Maggie what I'm doing.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I had down a couple that I added for discussion just because. we've got a budget meeting on Friday. When I say we, typically the chair has gone down there and just met with them, but I wanted to double check with the two of you. That's still okay. And if you want all three of us, we could do it, but then we'd have to do it up here. I think I can
I thought I was doing it because I'm going to be leading in the session, so it doesn't. I don't feel strongly about it, but that's how I thought you set it up before.
Well, I think that's why I brought it up today. Mm-hmm. Usually until it comes to time, the current person stays on there. So I would just as soon walk through this since kind of shepherded through the whole budget process. But if we want to talk more, we can schedule something this afternoon. Do you want to talk more about it?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't want to schedule a separate meeting.
Okay.
So tell me what this meeting typically is.
I guess the last two I've been in, all it is we'll the budget we've submitted, there'll be questions that'll come. We've submitted our list of priorities. So basically just reinforce the discussion that we've already had with them one-on-one, and there may be some questions that come back. But really it's more of a one-way street. They, quite honestly, I always felt they tried to get us to give away something we'd asked for. So my intent was just to go in and reinforce what we've asked for, to go through the priority listing, and really that's about it. I don't think they've taken more than a half hour before the last couple. They go pretty quick.
I would guess the one piece that's going to be most controversial for them is the equity package. So that's the area that I would focus on, being prepared for having your case in order, because they're – I mean, they'll have questions on the rail and the pipeline safety, but they've heard a lot about those and have expressed support at various times. So I think that the equity package will be the one that they'll dismiss the quickest if we don't have a good case for it.
Fair enough. No, good point. We're ready to go. Because that was a discussion last time a lot, too, about the difference between the Hayes study and our job service study. So. Alrighty. I also had a comment here about the EPA filing.
So you're going to, as chair, go to that and cover it for us, right?
That's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
That's okay. Focusing, I'll be ready on the equity package.
Okay.
All right. So, Josh, you and I'll get on there at 4:30 on Friday, it is? Yes. Okay. I had a note here, too, about the EPA filing. I wanted to talk in general terms, and maybe this is also another work session that we have, but... It may prove helpful for the three of us to appoint one of us as the lead on this EPA comment discussion as it goes forward. Just like right now, we're trying to schedule a meeting between Mr. Seabee downstairs, forget her name now. Who's the attorney downstairs?
Maggie.
Jim and all those people. It might prove just easier scheduling and actually better just to have one of us take the lead on it. And I'm not saying I want to do that. I'm just saying is that we could have a discussion and talk about it, but I think it just seems to work better because then it's not always a – not that it's a notice meeting, but it's just a lot easier to schedule with one of us than three of us. So I didn't know if either one of you had a desire to do that or not.
Well, I would be very interested in doing it.
You'd be okay with that?
Yep.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm fine with Randy doing it, and I think you've done a lot of legwork on it already, so that's good.
I think it falls into the
coal stuff quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Kind of stuff too, so –
Okay, so then the scheduling of that meeting, Alana, that you're trying to put together. Remind me this, Alana, when we did this before, when we were in the litigation, did we officially vote on that, appointing Kevin when he was the lead and then appointing me when I was the lead, or did we just do like we just did here?
I think we just did what we did here. You discussed it and you've asked someone to take the speak for you or take the information for you.
Okay.
Knowing that it'll come back to you if there's any decisions to be made or anything.
Right. And that's the key thing is we get at a decision point, or if one of the non-lead has something, they'll certainly can ask for a work session or an update or something on it.
We've had motions for the more formal things like your MISO. You're the representative at the state's group, right. That kind of thing. It takes a motion. But this, I think, is just a discussion.
Okay. And I think that was the only thing I had added for discussion. If Randy or Julie, do you have anything?
I don't, other than after the last scheduling meeting, I failed to contact Lynn Helms or ask somebody else to contact Lynn Helms and confirm him for the Friday meeting this week, the 19th, on rulemaking. So pipeline definitions. So we'll check back with him, but that we might need to change that. That's just to say we might need to change that Friday meeting. So my apologies. It just fell off the radar.
Okay. What time was that Friday?
One.
Okay. Is there any value for us talking without him there?
Probably. I think we could.
Just throwing it out there because it's sometimes good for the three of us to get a chance to talk about that.
Sure.
So we want to still save the date even if he can't make it?
I would like to.
All right, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, too, that might be a good time to talk about more of just what we want to do with our own stuff, to pipeline definite. It's a very controversial issue, obviously.
Right.
Okay.
Ready? Well, it's something we will have to do in tandem with the Industrial Commission because it affects their jurisdiction as well. But I think it's fine to talk us without Lynn if he's not able.
Okay. And that was at 1. Okay.
Frankly, that I'm fine with this meeting. This might be one where we end up needing to appoint somebody to be our lead person or, you know, by the time we arrange meetings with Lynn and who's staff from here, staff from there, and all three of us, it might become unwieldy as well.
Well, and I'm fine doing that and kind of have been already.
Yeah, that's good.
And so I could just continue working until we have more of a final product, and then if we want to do it that way, and then report and have a meeting with you all. I don't.
I've got 1 o'clock safe, so
we can discuss. Okay.
No, we could talk about that too because I like that idea, Randy. Because Julie, it's your portfolio on the siting, and that's what we're probably talking about here a lot. Safety a little bit, but because I got a request from the governor's office to go to a meeting October 6th, and I just accepted it because that was free. But they want to talk about pipeline inspectors, and so there's a blending here of what we're talking about. So if we just pick, if you want to do that, then you could go to that meeting too. But
inspectors, no, that's probably the safety program.
Right. I'm just trying to, just so we keep separation, or at least we do it together.
Well, sure, we should talk about it, maybe find out a little bit more what that meeting is focused on.
I think it's exactly what you said, as far as the three of the inspectors that are in our budget, how that might play out. So, okay, do you have anything other discussion items, Julie?
I don't.
Randy, did you have anything else?
No.
Okay, any members of the Knights of the Round Table there have anything we haven't discussed? Okay. All right. Okay, let's get right into scheduling then.
Yay, the best part.
All the 8 items
we
to schedule.
We all love.
Actually, we have 9, but I'll...
What's the 9th one, Daryl?
There are 9 on here, so...
I don't have the 9th one. What is it?
Oh, you don't have the latest.
I don't have the latest. Where's John at?
Work session for the proposed bill.
Actually, there are 10. I have a 10th one that I need to add, and that has to do with NextEra.
NextEra. All right.
Where are we supposed to write all this stuff down?
Okay, let's one shark at a time. Julie Fedorchek, Pedigree Technologies meeting.
Pedigree Technologies. This is something I could do separate on my own or if you guys want to. Pedigree has some technologies that they have available to help provide better inspection tools for pipelines. And they would like to talk to us about that, kind of give it a little presentation. And so I said, sure, come on in, and we'll either do it with myself or whoever is able to show up. So,
great idea. Like yesterday with Headwaters, that was good, I thought. What do you want to do for dates?
Okay.
I think looks like September is shot.
You know, I hate to bounce around once we start getting in the middle of something, but when we have 10 of these, it gets to be quite a few. And, you know, some of our things, a health department meeting, I guess, well, maybe that's just me, but Otter Tail's pie meeting. Maybe we should do some of these more priority things first.
I agree.
And push this out later if we run out of dates.
Yeah, because this one is just whenever we can do it.
I could move that to number 10.
I'm fine with that.
But I'll just pick then. It seems to me like the hearing has got to be priority.
Yep.
So we'll go to number 7. Is that you're thinking, Randy? That's a good idea.
I like that better.
Okay. Julie Prescott, what do you have for dates?
I'm really glad you put mine first because I went through the end of the year and I have 4 possible dates through the end of the year. I was really starting to panic. I've got November 10th.
How quick do they want this thing? Usually they want things like now.
We had some October dates, but I visited with Lawrence Bender just a few minutes ago, and between him and the ALJ, we have one date in October, October 29th, but the judge would prefer that we don't use that date unless we have to.
It's a bad
date. He's traveling.
Yeah.
So the first available after that would be November 10th.
Ooh.
That's not a very good one for me.
Not a good one.
November 21st.
That would work.
That would work. That's after Nehruk, but that would work.
When does Nehruk end?
Maybe.
Wednesday, the 19th.
I didn't ever put Nehruk on here.
Actually, I'm going to be gone some in November. So
what's the holdup on these problems with dates? Because the commissioners, we've got
judges.
The judges, the outside attorney, the company. Next, four of my dates that I had. Sound people were actually the least, most accommodating. So it's the judge.
Don't ever let the sound people be the nixer of a date because we can deal with that.
Okay, it's mostly the judge's schedule.
But we could do, what was that, October 1, the 29th?
The 29th.
That's a bad date for me.
Okay,
so what's the next one after? November 21st, you said Julie was not a go?
Okay, so the 9th was one of them, too. November 9th?
No.
November 10th.
Oh.
November 10th, and that's a bad day.
All right. I'm probably going to be gone the week of the 17th.
What's your next day, Julie?
December 11th.
Well, that's an open date for me.
Sure. Should we give you some other dates as possibilities?
My calendar. I could work with whoever.
I mean, some of the ones at the company next? If they wanted to try to change their schedules to get an earlier date, I mean, it might be worth it to offer them that.
December 11th was actually one that Lawrence Bender indicated to me that would be a preferable date for them.
Oh, that's so cool. If they're fine with it,
they're
then.
Fine with it.
Okay.
Sold. That worked for you, Randy, before I get too carried away.
Location, if you want to know that.
All right, and where are we going to, Newtown?
Oh, location.
Okay. Daryl booked for us the community room at Newtown City Hall. The location is 103 Sioux Place. Sioux is spelled S-O-O in Newtown.
Let me ask a question. Where does the tribal ground start at? Is Newtown on tribal ground?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reservation, right?
Right as you come into town, right?
West of Cody is actually part of the reservation.
So this pipeline starts in one end. Why couldn't we just, not that it makes a big difference, but it is, we don't have jurisdiction on tribal land. Does it matter if we'd have it in Stanley? I mean, it's the same. You're at one end of the pipeline.
The reason
other.
Why we picked Newtown was they have above-ground facilities in Newtown, and there isn't in Stanley, right, Julie?
Okay.
They're building a pump station in Newtown.
Yeah. So it seems like there was a greater impact in Newtown versus Stanley. So that's why we selected Newtown.
Okay. This pipeline doesn't go on tribal ground anywhere, does it? I'm just...
Probably does. I mean,
I'm asking the questions now to avoid problems down the road.
It's probably fee lands within the reservation. It's probably fee lands most of the way there. Excuse me. I don't think there's much tribal land.
Okay.
Going east of Utah,
it's
Highway 8 or whatever it takes.
So hopefully. Lonnie, you have any comments here?
The question of jurisdiction is unsettled and there is no cut and dry line, and it's a balancing, and I don't know of any precedent that you have no siting jurisdiction on tribal land. I believe you do have siting jurisdiction on tribal land, subject to possible factors that might affect the balance that I'm not aware of in this case. So
I don't wind farms on tribal land. I don't do rate regulation on tribal lands. We have a ruling that we said that I have no jurisdiction on Otter Tail on tribal lands that the Supreme Court reaffirmed.
Yes, and that was because you had a tribal business
choosing
an electric supplier. Right. So saying they couldn't have that supplier would interfere with a tribal decision. This is a very good open question, and all the work that I have done with PHMSA and with the AG's office there is no cut and dry line. There are, when you have a pipeline that's going through and extending from A to B, you have a different set of factors to look at.
Well, that point alone means we should have it in Newtown, just so no one can say they had to drive somewhere to do it, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
If the question is raised by someone, I think then we'll have some legal research done and have some kind of decision.
Well, the question has been raised right now.
Well, do you want a memo on?
Well, I'd just like to know more as we get into the hearing, some of the questions that a person should ask. And
then we can have that done before
that would be helpful.
Time for the hearing. But I just did not want to say, I did not want the impression to be given that there is a clear line.
No, that's very good.
Because there isn't.
So you're saying that I would have jurisdiction on if it was a non-tribal company on a tribal land and they were having a rate dispute?
You could. Maybe. I mean, you can't pin it. You can't pin this one down.
All
and
right.
Better lawyers than me haven't pinned it down.
Sorry to digress. December 11th at what time?
Oh, what time did we say?
The room was available
all
day, right? So
there's an airport there? Newtown?
Yes.
Okay, so 9:30, 10, it's Central Time, so it's probably about an hour. 9:30 or 10, what time do you guys? 9:30? 9?
That worked pretty good. What time did we start?
9 o'clock.
Monday, that worked well.
9? Yeah, it did, actually. Worked out pretty well.
All right, so 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Okay. Okay, let me look here now. Let's see what the next priority might be. PI meeting, technology, reschedule. Okay, the health department meeting number 8, we can drop that off scheduling, right? Because, Randy, you'll work that out individually there.
Yep. Okay. Commissioners, we also can drop off the Otter Tail Power PI meeting. They want to meet the first quarter of the new year, so we don't need to decide that today.
Okay.
You sure we don't need to decide?
Well, we could just put it on there.
They just called and said they prefer trying to schedule the first quarter.
They want to make sure that we're all still sitting here.
Not a bad idea.
That's funny. All right. Well, since Mr. Deutsch is the man of the hour today, Jim, you want to reschedule a league night meeting?
Yeah, that was scheduled for June 16th, but next year that they want to move to June 2nd. They had originally proposed the 9th, and that didn't work for the commission.
Oh, sure. They're hedging their bets that we might still be here then?
I'm sure there'll be 3 commissioners here.
Based on
I guess that's a pretty safe bet.
Based on your 40 years of experience, it doesn't matter who's up here, there'll be somebody here. That's good.
They want to move it to when?
June 2nd.
That works for me. Yeah, because the mark was June 9th, right? Yeah, okay. Well, we're just going through those. All right.
Which one was that? That was
number 5. Okay. All right. The September directors meeting, Daryl, let's jump to that one. That'd be number 2. Do we even have any dates in September left? Let me look here real quick.
That's my fault. I didn't get it on the schedule last
time. No, it's... Time, so it's
I know you have a week and a half left here, but...
Let's see.
How about if I propose this? I'm open October 7th or 9th, and we could do kind of a quasi-September-October...
When did you say October 7th or 9th?
7th or 9th. I'm wide open those 2 days for some reason. October 7th or 9th, I'm sorry.
They both work for me.
All right. I'm just peeking. I just jumped to the 29th. That one doesn't work?
No.
It's a Monday. All right. So 7th or 9th. Either of those days looks good.
Let's just go for it to start with, and we'll keep those dates October 7th at 9 o'clock.
Just one comment. NextEra had called in reference to, you know, you were going to meet with them individually, and the date that we had worked out on the 16th wasn't going to work, so they proposed October 7th
okay.
as a date, and they were looking at a morning, which just a half hour per commissioner. And their idea was just to talk about NextEra and their involvement in North Dakota.
Well, if they wanted, we could move it an hour or so, whatever, based on what they decide.
No, that's good, though. That's good. So we could just block off.
Start those at 10:30 and go through the morning.
10:30 till 12, just figure out. It makes no difference to me what half hour block.
Okay.
Or if they wanted to be here sooner, we could do 9 to 10:30 and start our director's meeting later too.
All right, I'll work with you.
All right, so that takes care of so October 7th at 9 o'clock for the director's meeting, for September, October director's meeting, and we can drop off NextEra, correct?
Right.
Okay, then let's go back to the top here again. Pedigree Technologies, is that okay?
I would suggest we combine the UAS technology meeting and the Pedigree technology meeting. And maybe you aren't interested in the UAS. Again, this is one of my pet projects. But the UAS folks, Brian Opp over at Commerce, was asking, was I interested in knowing more about what the potential is for UAS for pipeline monitoring? And I said I was. And so he said that he envisioned a presentation and that kind of thing. I thought it might be something you would be interested in as well. So
absolutely. October 7th in the afternoon is wide open. It's the day before the commission meeting, so if you want, that's wide open for me.
Okay. So he's envisioning reps from Northern Plains UAS Test Site, UND, NDSU, and Commerce. So I will...
That sounds like a day meeting, not an hour meeting.
No. Unless? Nah. We won't.
Does that 7th work for you, Randy?
It does. Are we going to be doing that, the UAS and Pedigree? Yeah. I'm just wondering how much time they... how much time do they think they were going to get?
I don't know. I guess as much as we give them. They'd figure it out, but an hour and a half is plenty. Topics such as U.S. regulatory environment. Well, we don't need to know a ton about that. The FAA U.S. test site, that would be neat. Private sector activity and opportunity. So I think they can do that an hour to hour and a half.
So you want to go 1:30 to 3 for both of them? Or you want to do like 1:30 to 2:30 and 2:30 to 3:30?
We should give them their own time. I'd say let's do, I think Pedigree might be able to do, let's do UAS. Could we do 1?
Whatever.
1 o'clock?
It's fine, Randy. Okay.
And then 2 o'clock for Pedigree?
It's fine by me.
Can we leave a half hour in between?
Sure.
Just for what?
For in case it goes long, for us to scramble, do something if we need to. Or if you want to have them back to back, I mean, it's only 2 hours. I'm fine with that, too, if it works better.
I'd kind of rather just schedule them tighter and be done.
Okay. Let's go 1 and 2, then.
Okay. UAS at 1 to 2, and then Pedigree 2 to 3.
And then I have to check back with my Brian and see if that date works. So I'll get back to you, Daryl. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Somebody get back to me.
Geez, you're demanding over there, Esther. Quit talking so much.
Okay. The next one I see is Legislative Management September 25th IT meeting. Mr. Crispin.
Well, I've kind of handled some of those IT discussions throughout the last session and such, and they have coming up, and I'll just keep watching for Steve to correct me if I'm wrong. Bottom line was the consultant recommended that our equipment be moved down in with ITDs, but that we have some functional control over it. And the bill draft that the Legislative Council, the Legislative Committee has in front of them at this time consolidates that equipment but does not make mention of that functional control. So it actually goes much farther than what the consultant even recommended, and we're not even thrilled with what the consultant recommended. They've allotted us 5 minutes of time, so it's not a lot of testimony. I think... if I was to be there, my points would be that, this is something that there's certainly legislators on both sides of. It's not real cut and dry, and the fact that their bill does not do what the consultant recommends shows that this is a little premature and recommend leaving it alone. But at the very least, if they are insistent in this committee on passing out a bill, they need to correct that and amend it so that the functional control stays here. However, I'm committed to being up in Williston that day. And so I'm wondering if someone else can...
Well, the problem is that I think, yeah, I'm committed to being in Wapton that day, too.
Yeah, me too.
So we got a snag. I did talk with, well, it's a separate issue, the telecom regulations, some of the bills that might be coming in about regulating broadband. So that's one thing that I know the South Dakota Commission is keeping an eye on, as well as we are up here, too, with some of the things that we might be seeing. We were kind of watching that to see. I talked to Chris down there a little bit, Nelson. But, yeah, we got a snag there at that day.
So I'll just figure out, I'll work with staff and make sure that someone's down there then, is that?
Yeah.
Can you, would it be possible to do a letter from us at Steve Rad? Or, you know, so they, I mean, in our absence, what can we do?
Well, we can have Steve or whoever from staff is going to deliver it, do their testimony, and it be a letter from us, I would think.
Yeah. It's not as good as having... You know, you there, or really, because you're good at.
Because our time isn't until the afternoon. That was the problem, wasn't it? Because I'm available that morning, but we're on like at 2 or 3 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's assuming they stay on schedule.
Would it? Do they ever rearrange things? No? Probably not.
I doubt this will be, because they have some other pretty pressing things. Yeah. For them. They might rearrange it an hour or two, but I don't think they're going to be able to move it all the way to the morning.
We could take the testimony we provided volumes of and boil it down to a letter just to reinforce those points.
I'll work with Steve and he can just shop it around to you guys individually. Sure. So we don't need to schedule a meeting then.
Alrighty. Boom, boom, boom. And then bill draft. Yesterday we had the first round of bill drafts and I thought it was just important to throw something in the schedule. So...
So the next one would be after Alana gets back, is that?
Yeah, I guess. Or not? No, we just kind of went through all the bills and had some discussion, and John could give you up to speed a little bit or if you want, but it basically, or you could just get the package. It was pretty cut and dried. And then I guess I was thinking sometime in October 20th, 21st, 24th, we could do it again.
Is Alana around back then?
I don't know. She wandered out on us.
I think so. I think she's back.
Leaves the 22nd of September, and she's gone 3 weeks, so whatever that.
Oh, yeah, she's back by then.
Yeah. Okay, well, the 24th we just picked for it. Oh, wait, no.
21st is a day before a hearing again, or meeting, so we're usually around that afternoon.
That
work?
I think it would.
Randy, October?
You know, I was making some notes to make sure I did everything right on that IT committee thing. Can you tell me what date again?
I was just throwing out October 21st in the afternoon to talk one more time about the bill drafts that we'll have at that point in time.
That's when we've determined that Alana's going to be back?
That's our best guess, yes. There she is. Alana will be back by October 21st?
Yes. God willing.
We were, that's funny, but not really. We were just trying to set a date for the next bill draft kind of discussion. We had it yesterday. We kind of muddled through it a little bit. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1:30, Randy?
That works Julie? For me.
Yep, that works.
The 21st.
21st. And then to kind of summarize the discussion yesterday, I think the only thing that the procedural cleanup, I don't think there was much discussion. I know Randy and I were there, Julie, vehicle problems, but I'll summarize Randy and I's discussion was... I don't think there
just
was.
Don't say I had a breakdown, please.
No, I don't know. I had vehicle problems. It's funny how that
would be accurate. Sort of.
Not a lot of discussion about the cleanup of the language. I don't think there would much of that. But we had a lot of discussion about the 10-year plans. And so that was the one I think that's kind of left out there. That I think what I heard us say was we like 10-year plans, but we don't like all the paperwork around them.
I love 10-year plans.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's the third one. So there was some...
Well, I think just to elaborate a little, because you weren't able to listen in either, were you?
Mm-mm.
One of the bits of feedback that we have gotten from some of the companies is that our 10-year plans, they think at least, although we don't think it really does, requires them to send the 10-year plan then to various other agencies. So they're creating a whole bunch of these and sending them, and in many cases the other agencies don't care, so they don't know why they're getting them. So they don't know what to do, and so they send them to us, and then John needs to dock at that, and it's become unwieldy, apparently. And so I think we need to, you know, find out who really wants them and who doesn't, and minimize what gets sent around and docketed all over the place.
Sure, that makes sense. And identify what it is that is in our requirements that are suggesting that they send them to other people.
Just our rules that we talked about. We could change our rules and clean up a lot of the challenges, but there wasn't a desire, I think, to get rid of the 10-year filing.
Right.
So, and that's all three of us agreeing on that. So,
plus they include those in all their applications, and I almost every single hearing look at those 10-year plans because it's very helpful. It explains everything that the company has usually and what they're working on. It's really helpful.
But in our discussion, whichever day that was, I think we thought that the change we made last time to just have them file it every other year, we were satisfied with that, so we would leave that yet.
Although as fast as things are changing, I mean,
aren't they supposed to update it if they have significant changes?
I doubt it.
I don't think so. I think the ruling says every other year. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we asked for it last time, so I would hate to go back and say change it back. We should give it more time, I think. But
that was the, I guess, back to the bill draft on the 21st, and that was really the only discussion point that kind of caught our attention. So we can just proceed through that. Will that give you enough time if that day we finalize, if you will?
Yes, I think so.
And Randy was working on some language and some of his cleanup language with the council too, right?
Correct.
So,
Alana, did you talk about that fining? The penalty language that we talked about tweaking?
Alana was out, too.
On which topic?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you were gone,
she
so
was
you didn't.
Too.
Yeah.
We can talk about it for the next
penalty?
Time. Yeah, on the where we, the willful,
yes.
You know, softening the willful, that we have to prove that they willfully violated our laws versus just that they didn't do it and they need to do it, and so they're subject to, we would make the decision whether they should be or not fined, but they at least are subject to just for not following the law.
I'm guessing that maybe John did not pass that out. Does that sound familiar?
No, we didn't talk about that.
Okay, and it's probably just because it was like done a while back just for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we will pass that around and talk about it at the next one.
And you had some strategy for that I liked, mm-hmm. You know, in terms of what would be the easiest way to have that effect. But again, it would be, I think, making people accountable for knowing our law ahead of time and following them and not being able to come back and say, well, we didn't know, but we didn't willfully violate it. So
yeah, the bill just takes the exception out of the standard penalty chapter so that the standard penalties apply. And then in citing, if it's willful, there's a bigger penalty. But if it's not willful, there's all the normal penalties. That's all it does, was take the exception out of the penalty chapter.
We'll look at all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll pass it around.
But okay, anything else for scheduling that I've missed from anybody?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. All right. Any closing comments, Julie or Randy?
I do not.
All right, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you all.